This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 6:37. You're with Kelvin and Hezril on the evening edition. We're now looking at disagreements over Malaysia's poverty rate and how it's measured. This is our next story. So this comes in light of the government's position that the poverty rate is currently 0.4%, one of the, well, if not actually the lowest in the world. And it's based on the poverty line index, or PLI, of 980 ringgit per household per month, or 8 ringgit per day per person. And they've made it clear that this is derived from internationally accepted standards.
Right, but Professor Philip Alston, the former UN Special Rapporteur on Extreme Poverty and Human Rights, says it's problematic because, firstly, the current PLI is unrealistic and outdated, and secondly, the government is reversing its previous commitment to revise the benchmark because doing so would actually allow them to better address poverty.
Yeah, so as background, Professor Alston visited last year to conduct research for the UN and make suggestions to the federal government. He visited five states, including Sarawak and Kelantan, and met with government leaders, global agencies, civil society groups, and Malaysians living in poverty. And he concluded that Malaysia needs to better gauge poverty levels because existing measurements distorted realities on the ground.
And the previous Pakatan Harapan government was going to do just that. Former Prime Minister Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad said in Parliament last year that based on Professor Alston's report, they would replace the PLI with the MPI, or Multidimensional Poverty Index. This was because the PLI is defined in absolute terms and was impractical because it only measures income. On the other hand, the MPI is based on whether someone has enough income to afford three basic needs: food, clothes, and shelter.
Yeah, so, you know, this conversation, it does seem like it's one of those things that you need to update over time. Similar to how in real life, as you get older, as you age, whatever, you do need to update, you know, your health status, whatever, your savings that you have, your investments and so on. And it's surprising that there isn't, you know, a desire to do so, right? Because if you have a measurement that just isn't working, or is perhaps putting some sort of cover on numbers that you do not find so appealing, what happens is that you make policies and follow-up policies that may not actually help what's happening on the ground, and you may be channeling resources and wasting resources in a way that could have been better used.
Right, and just looking at it from a common sense point of view, I can't imagine someone surviving on 8 ringgit a day. I mean, that's barely enough for three meals, if not, you know, it's just not enough. And there's electricity and water bills. So, I think it's unrealistic. But on another note, looking at this, the multidimensional poverty index, right? Multidimensional itself is common sense because there's so many elements of poverty. There's healthcare, there's education, and, you know, even within households themselves, there's inequality. According to the UN, many families with two or more children inevitably face a situation where one child will eat more than the other, right? And so I certainly think this is like a basic common sense step that needs to be made, because if we're not measuring things correctly, then how can we expect to make sure that the policies accurately target, you know, the realities on the ground?
Yeah, but perhaps it's the optics of it that may not be so pleasant, right? If we were to update the poverty line, I think the research by Martin Revalian shows that perhaps if we do update our absolute poverty line to about 2,550 ringgit per month for a family of four, that's almost three times Malaysia's current poverty line. So that means that we would have a poverty rate of 18%. Not a pretty number, but it doesn't mean that there's been an increase. It's just statistically, perhaps there is. The reality on the ground is that those living under that amount have always been there. And, you know, maybe putting up that number and figuring out policies that do work for them eventually will bring down that number again. We have seen great success, you know, over the past few decades of, reducing and removing poverty levels. But
for sure,
the pandemic is going to change that game once again. You know, on a global level, there will be that the potential for poverty will be increasing, right? That's likely driven by millions of people just living above the poverty line. If we don't define it properly, my fear is that a lot of people will be left out of the discussion.
Yeah, and even, you know, raising the poverty line will address basic issues like minimum wage, which will, you know, lead to other things and force the government to account for inflation, for instance. So even though it might be unpleasant, I think it's better for us to certainly face the realities for the sake of addressing the issue.
After this, we're speaking with Lee Hock An, Senior Fellow with the Malaysia Studies Program at the IC's Yusof Ishak Institute. That's coming up right after this. It's the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Banish fraudulent maneuvers, BFM 89.9.
It's 6:45 on the Evening Edition. You're with Kelvin and Hezriel, and we're looking at how Malaysia's poverty rate is defined and measured. We're now going to cross over to Lee Hock An, Senior Fellow with the Malaysia Studies Program at the IC's Yusof Ishak Institute. Hock An, thanks so much for joining us today.
Good evening. Good to be with you.
Could you help break down the issues that the UN found with the way we measure poverty in the country?
Sure, yeah. So there was a report by Professor Philip Alston. He's the UN Special Rapporteur on Extreme Poverty and Human Rights. And he visited Malaysia in August last year, speaking with a range of people, academics and government and activists. And he wrote a report. He also visited poor communities. So he also based on his own on-the-ground observation. And it was almost a year ago when the report first came out. But it's, I think, been officially presented to the UN. And just today, Professor Alston issued a statement, and it's entitled Malaysia Backtracking on Poverty Commitment. So this report questions Malaysia's poverty measurement, which is based on an absolute poverty line. Now, this poverty line is based on a basket of basic needs, including food, clothing, shelter, transport, and so on. And then what it costs to purchase that basket of basic needs. So households below the poverty line are classified as poor. And if you're above the poverty line, not poor. It's quite simple. The national poverty line in 2016 is about 1,000 for a household of four. I think you were discussing this earlier. Now, there are variations between Peninsula, Sabah, and Sarawak and urban and rural, but only slightly. And based on this poverty line, which is average, again, 1,000 for a household of four nationally, the poverty rate is almost nil. It's 0.4% in 2016. And so the UN report concludes that this poverty line is too low. With a low poverty line, then few households will fall below the poverty line. And so you will get a poverty measurement that is too low. And that's the essence of it. It's too low. It's undercounted.
Right. And the government has said that they stand by the numbers and that it was derived by international standards of measuring poverty. What can you tell us about how other countries do it and why it's considered a smokescreen in the UN report?
Yeah, actually, I'm not so sure about that statement, what the government stands. So in August last year, there was, you know, one query was quite forthright by the Minister of Economic Affairs then, Datuk Sri Azmin Ali. Now, that was under his, these issues were under his purview then. And so he made a statement defending the measurement of poverty. I don't know what the current, you know, stance might be, and we would, I guess, eagerly wait to hear what the current government might say. Obviously, Datuk Sri Azmin is still in the current government as well. So there is some continuity there. Now, procedurally, I don't actually think there's a solid basis to query whether it's problematic or there is political interference. I mean, there is a system in place for calculating these that get disseminated in the Malaysia plans, and it's a very long established practice of the economic planning unit. But the problem, I think, that it is replicating a template that has been in place for decades, right? That hasn't been fundamentally revised, I think, in line with changes, and I think more critically addressing some of the issues that were raised in this report. So the poverty line, there is a precedent and it's adjusted for inflation, but it has not been fundamentally, relooked and I think critically examined. And I think one of the hindrances here is a fear of disruption to this Malaysia success story of reducing poverty, you know, really spectacularly from 50%, close to 50% in 1970, continuously, and the latest measurement in 2016 of 0.4%. But the success story is a plot across time, right? If we revise, let's say for 2016, because, you know, that data is there and that's in the news, you're comparing the former estimate of poverty to a new one. Yes, in a sense that is raising it, right? But the success story does not need to be disrupted because you can go back in time to recalculate based on the new poverty line. So, for instance, if it's revised for 2016, it's not 0.4%, but say, you know, 10%. And we have the data to revise it. Let's say 2012 is 12%, you know, 15% in 2007. It's still a success story. I think that's really guaranteed. It's just a question of the political will and, I think, overcoming this this fear. But it's also, I don't know why there is this, you know, resistance, because I think the mood is really right to that, you know, we have a more credible estimate, you know, that these statistics, the way that data is handled, you know, is better reflecting reality. So you actually could get the best of both, that really calculating the poverty line, producing a poverty rate in the present that is more believable, and we can go back and revise, you know, across time, and you would still have that downward trend.
What are the negative implications of having an inaccurate official poverty rate?
Well, the poverty rate is gauging level development, or more specifically, distribution of the benefits of growth and socioeconomic policies and services. So if it's not accurate, then you're not really getting a good, you know, and credible picture. It's not credibly, reliably identifying where the poor are located. And I think, especially with urban poverty, Malaysia is increasingly urbanized, and I think the poverty line has not adjusted for, you know, the changes, right, in economy and in household budgets, especially for housing, which I think is the one that is severely undercounted. So in the poverty line, the housing budget is very, very low. It's one of the ones that is strikingly unrealistic. And so, yeah, if you don't the overall picture, right, nation, or you could look at cities, you could look at urban and rural, the overall picture and how we're doing across time, but also identifying where the pockets of poverty might be.
Right, and the poverty line now is set at 980 ringgit per household per month, or a family of four, like you said, or 8 ringgit per person per day. Can anyone actually live on these minimums?
Yeah, I think that's the basis for, right, a lot of people are incredulous about this rate, 1,000 for a family of four. I mean, I think we may be viewing it with a city bias, and so, yeah, that is, now it is slightly higher, but then again, not very much higher for the urban, rural, and peninsula Sabah, Sarawak variations. And so that really is, yeah, I think when it's simplified, right, to that number, that, you know, it really, I think, amplifies the need to really probe, is this reliable? I mean, I think some places, yeah, possibly, but this is, after all, the overall national average, which, yeah, does boil down to 8 ringgit per person per day. And I think many, many people would find that to be unrealistic.
Right, and looking at the measures or perhaps guides, I guess, according to Belanja Wanku, a single person that uses public transport needs 1,870 ringgit to have an acceptable standard of living. What does a guide like this offer to a discussion about the poverty line?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's been quite a flourishing discourse. You have that report that you mentioned, Bank Negara has in recent years also made its estimates about KL living. I think they put a figure at a single person, 2,700. So I think, you know, these are adding, right, to this adding credence to, you know, the questioning the national official poverty line. I mean, I think each one right needs it will have its own method, and I think they all need to be, you know, also examined more closely. We don't have the details before us at the moment, but the custodian of the data, the household income survey, you know, is the economic planning unit, and the government's statistics, the government's estimate of poverty, ultimately, you know, is the baseline. So that's the one that we need to get right. But I think all these other research and these other studies and claims, you know, are enriching it, and I think are giving, compelling this. I think the effort, the compelling the initiative, or should compel the initiative, to revise the poverty line.
And in October of last year, then Prime Minister Tun Mahathir said that the government was ready to review the poverty line to provide a true picture of poverty in Malaysia. And in December, the Federal Territories Ministry announced it would craft an urban poverty eradication master plan for KL, including to redefine urban poverty. So what would these measures have achieved?
I think, as mentioned just now, when we talk about what are the benefits and what are those benefits that are foregone, right, the benefits of having a more credible poverty line and poverty measurement, you forego those benefits, you know, if you don't have a credible poverty line. And so that would apply here. That and I think zooming in on urban areas and even more specifically on KL, the benefit would be that you could have something, you know, a gauge of poverty that is really even more customized to the localities, towards the issues in KL. Maybe not so specific about KL. We could look at urban areas in Malaysia or the peninsula and so on. But at least, yeah, there is enriching the picture, or it's providing a better basis for, you know, policy making.
Håkan, on that note, thanks again for joining us.
Thank you very much.
That was Lee Håkan, Senior Fellow with the Malaysia Studies Program at the ICES Yusof Ishak Institute. Today, of course, we are looking at disagreements over our poverty rate and how it's measured. Well, you know, plenty of room to discuss. And I'm actually hoping that this isn't something that's political. And I think, as Håkan said, this is just something where you need political will to do it. We do have the data. We have all the information necessary. We just got to make the right, the government has to make the right choices to better reflect the realities on the ground.
Right. And let's remember that Håkan, amongst other analysts, have said that the poverty, you know, the issue of poverty in Malaysia is actually a success story in terms of, you know, the overall trends. It's decreased significantly over the past decade. So, you know, politically, regardless of which administration, overall, I think, you know, the government has done well. So it's just, I think, a matter of trying to reach the finish line, so to speak, and tackling the remaining pockets of poverty, which, you know, I think are extremely difficult given the pandemic, like you mentioned, and given the levels of unprecedented inflation. I think really about the final stretch.
Yeah, and really the need to reframe it is important, right? Because poverty doesn't just mean that you are having minimum needs met just for survival. That can't be the case anymore. You know, we've progressed so far ahead. We've seen millionaires, billionaires coming from Malaysia. It's impossible to imagine that, oh, someone just gets by just with some amount of clothes, some food, and, you know, an unstable roof over their head. You know, it can't be. You know, Malaysians deserve more, and we are asking for more, and that's because we need it, we want it, and, you know, it's the bare minimum, really. You can send us your thoughts about this story. How do you know, go about, you know, reframing perceptions of poverty? You can call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. You can also tweet us at BFM Radio. We have the 7 p.m. news coming up. This is the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.